Well, happy day to you. My name is David Robert Jones. This is the Awaken Engage podcast. The episode is titled The End of Bearing Down. Grin and bear it. Bear down. You know, I talked with my dad a couple of days ago. I think he has figured this out long before I did, had the discovery that we're both experiencing life in similar ways these days. Me, with the fallout of traumatic brain injuries, and he with recent post-surgery complications. In barely the blink of an eye, both our lives dramatically and unpredictably changed. My dad is a rancher and a farmer in southern Idaho. His ranching roots go back to mid-19th century Texas cattlemen, cattle drives, and Bruno cowboys. My grandpa Jones, my dad's dad, put his family on his back when he was only 14 after his dad collapsed in a field and passed away. From a single cow and a borrowed calf, Robert Jones built a very successful cattle operation in spite of incredible odds. There was a lot of grinning and bearing it. And throughout the generational lineage of Joneses, it has always been what we've done. A lot of bearing down. A lot of pain tolerance, a lot of pushing through, a lot of ignoring our own symptoms and challenges so we can help others. So you'll have to understand that the other day, my dad's words to me were unexpected, but at the same time, they were like a healing salve to this broken body. He talked about how he has always been able to bear down and push through. He could always try harder, throw in some more grit. He could push himself to do what he wanted to do, even if that meant destroying his body. But, as he said, no more. It ain't like it was, David, he said with a chuckle and the wisdom of years. He now gets out of his Ford pickup and has to stand for a little while before he can move. A wrist surgery, of all things, gone wrong. Dad, isn't there anything you can do? Go see a doctor? I ain't gonna see no doctor. I walked into the doc's office, but barely came out standing. This is new to me, David. It's the first time that bearing down isn't enough. I can't just fight through it. Trying harder don't do no good. I finally have to listen to what my body's saying to me. But you know, I'm good. I'm thankful. I still have all I need. In some ways, a lot has changed. But you know, in other ways, nothing has changed. And it don't help to complain. Wish it were different. No, Dad, you're right. Nothing that matters has really changed. How timely your words. Our common stories, albeit at different stages of life, signal the transition of bearing down to listening and responding with right action. It's not that one is right and the other is wrong, but the end of bearing down is upon us. There's a better way. You're showing me it, Dad. It's a way in which listening to the messengers of life is not a weakness, but a strength. A way that, ironically, takes more courage, more heart, and more grit. I'll finish today with a poem first read to me by Dr. Richard Miller, written by Debbie Rotter. It's titled simply this. At what point did simply this become good enough? Is the letting go of hoping for more a slacker's excuse, a dreamer's despair, a sad acceptance of consequence? And when did the need for adventure and the expectations of grandeur get blown like turbulent weather on to the next generation, leaving me old and still and bathed in contentment? Thanks for listening today. I hope you have a wonder-filled day, fully present and fully alive.